Welcome to Appliance Advisors with Yale Appliance. I'm Francesco, joined by Dennis.
How you doing today, Fran?
Very good. Yourself?
Great.
All right. So today we're going to talk about all gas ranges versus dual fuel. And, you know, sometimes we talk about really, you know, is one better than the other, or, you know, dual fuel really kind of, because it's a little bit pricier, kind of gets put up there as always being better than all gas. But talk us through some of the differences there, and is one truly better than the other?
Yep, so dual fuel again, electric oven, 220 electric oven with a gas top, universal. So if you're somebody that says, I like to do a little bit of everything, I don't have one type of cooking that I sway more to one than the other, the electric oven does that well. Gas, of course, being the top, but the electric oven is universal. It bakes well, roasts pretty well. If there's one weakness, and it's not as strong, you can still do fine, but it's broiling, is a little bit more dry heat. But particularly if you're a baker, you know, I really, if someone says they bake a lot, I'm always gonna go dual fuel for the fact that it's precise. It's accurate generally within that 5 degree mark. And you know when you're baking, you have a precision, really, recipe that you're generally trying to follow, so.
But like you said too, you know, you talk about kind of the broil in an all gas. So someone who maybe kind of cooks a lot more proteins and roasts and things like that could be better off with an all gas range and maybe doesn't necessarily need to go with the dual fuel, or maybe for what they cook, you know, it might not work or function as well for them per se either. Also, I'd talk about some of the feature differences in a dual fuel versus an all gas. You know, with the dual fuel, a lot of times, you're definitely going to get a self-cleaning mode where you don't always get that in all gas. We've seen a lot of professional ranges now, like Amila, that gives you the ability to do a self-clean in all gas. So you're seeing more of that. And then controls certainly can be very different in a dual fuel versus an all gas.
Yeah, for digital control. So was that a pro tip you just put in? I think that was a pro tip.
Pro tip.
If you're looking and you're saying, why is this all gas range a lot less than this dual fuel range? Look a little deeper.
Yeah.
Eliminate things like, do they both have self-clean? Because those are many times your options in that gas, where again, with dual fuel, you're just going to get it. So ways to either save money or make sure you don't buy something and have remorse to say, wow, I didn't know it had self-cleaning and those types of things. But yeah, I mean, I think there's two types of customers. Roasting, broiling, you might want to consider gas. If you're a universalist and do a little bit of everything, then maybe dual fuel is the way to go.
Sounds good. So that's going to wrap it up for dual fuel versus all gas. Next time, we're going to get into a really kind of common feature that's coming up on dishwashers a bit and laundry. We're going to talk about auto dispensing in dishwashers. So we hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you next time.
See you soon.